This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. The state Senate has passed the annual budget, and it cleared the chamber with more Republican support than in previous years. As Benta Berkland reports, a conference committee will now meet to iron out differences between the versions the two chambers passed.
Approving a balanced budget is the only thing the state constitution requires state lawmakers to do. The vote in the Senate is typically along party lines, but not this time.
Are there things in it that we don't like? Of course. Anybody like everything in the budget? So for me, it's easier to support something that frankly encapsulates the concepts that we shared earlier that we would be supportive of.
Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs says he's pleased that the budget increases the annual reserve and has money for a firefighting air fleet. Democratic Joint Budget Committee member Pat Stedman of Denver helped write the bill.
We spend months down in the weeds, going through the details and all the line items to make sure that the government we have is the government that the people want and need.
This was the first in many years that lawmakers began restoring budget cuts. Every Democrat voted to support the budget, along with about half of the Republicans in the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Lawmakers on the Joint Budget Committee will meet this week to put the finishing touches on next year's budget. Having more money to work with has brought its own challenges, Benta Berkland reports.
An improving economy meant lawmakers could add more funding in the budget for K-12 schools and colleges and universities, which all faced deep cuts during the recession. For some lawmakers, such as Democratic Senate Majority Leader Raleigh Heath of Boulder, it's still not enough.
This body, this state, has got to recommit to education at all levels, because we are not doing right by our kids. And we cannot do right by our kids within the confines of this budget.
Heath is pushing for an increase in taxes, which has failed twice at the ballot box. Democratic Senator Mary Hodge of Brighton serves on the budget committee and says she's been inundated with all types of requests.
It starts feeling greedy. It feels kind of yucky when people get greedy.
While both legislative chambers agree on the bulk of the budget, there are differences between the versions they each passed. The Joint Budget Committee will reach a compromise before sending the bill back to both chambers for one final vote. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Mesa County Commissioners voted to abolish the Urban Trails Master Plan at their meeting Monday morning in hopes of creating a clean slate for trails planning. The Trails Master Plan, created in 1997, will not be used for guidance on trails. Instead, the commissioners will defer to the Mesa County Standard Specification for Road and Bridge Construction. The swap will keep many standards for trails development, but will eliminate the master plan's map that suggests future trail routes. Mesa County Commissioner Steve Acquafresca told the Grand Junction Sentinel that the 1997 master plan suggests the possibility of trail routes on private land, including along water district canals, stating anyone using those routes are now trespassing. They now will be able to start fresh without those routes in the plan. Local government leaders and the public can funnel future ideas on the trails into the 2040 Regional Transportation Plan. This plan will address a variety of transportation modes, from trails to trains. A regional transportation plan must be completed every 5 years to keep an area eligible for federal funding. The Western Slope Conservation Center completed a river restoration project to protect fish habitats at the Paonia River Park this March. The North Fork Merchant Herald reports that a low-flow river channel, pools, and boulder clusters were created to protect the fish habitat during late summer months. The Fish Habitat Enhancement Project is part of a larger effort to improve public access and recreational fishing at the park. A proposal introduced in the Senate late last week would bar cities and counties from using automated vehicle identification systems that pinpoint drivers committing traffic infractions. This means that cameras that bust drivers for speeding or running red lights could be banished in Colorado. A draft report of a dismissed ethics claim filed against Governor John Hickenlooper was obtained by the Denver Post. The report questions why staffers weren't present at a private dinner with oil and gas executives during the Democratic Governors Association meeting in Aspen last year. The question contrasts the governor's explanation that the association absorbed thousands of dollars in costs and fees to allow key staff members to help the governor at the conference. The conservation group Compass Colorado alleges Hickenlooper violated the gift ban provisions of the state's ethics law by allowing the DGA to pick up costs for the governor and staffers at the conference. The governor's office contends the complaint is politically motivated and the association was allowed to pick up the costs because of exemptions allowed under Amendment 41. And finally, the Denver Post reports coal mines in Colorado produced 24 million tons of coal last year. That's a 17% decline from 2012 and down 41% from the 2004 peak. Industry officials say the closure of the Elk Creek mine in Paonia and the new Elk mine in Trinidad accounted for about 60% of the drop. Stay tuned for the Tuesday morning music mix with Ashley. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.